neutral zone. That's all they have to do. And so Eustace, now we are at a water break. The score is 26-7 with 5:20 left to go in the third quarter. You're listening to Eustace Panther Football presented by Crazy Gators.
Go Eustace! My dad, Gary Ashcraft, is running for Eustace City Commission. He will support the Eustace of today and tomorrow. As a home and business owner and with a daughter, Mia, a student at Eustace High School, he's invested in our community. That's why he is running for Eustace City Commission Seat 1. He feels it's a civic duty to serve and be his honor to be your commissioner. He is always and will continue to focus on improving public safety and city infrastructure. He will work to maintain our city's charm as it experiences inevitable growth. This election season, vote for Advocacy Action Ashcraft, paid for by Gary Ashcraft for Eustace City Commission.
And we are back here at the Panther Den. And quick timeout, first down, 10 yards go, ball on 32 for the Eustace Panthers. Panthers need to score here as quick as possible. And the handoff, Jalen McKay, he rumbles across the middle for about 8 or 9 yards.
When he gets that, all of that, whatever, that garbage truck moving, whatever you called it earlier, it really gets moving, and he looks pretty dangerous. I'm not sure I want it. They did have to go low again. Did you see that? They had to take his feet out from underneath him. The only way you're going to get that big guy down.
Ball on the 41-yard line. It is 1 yard to go, second down. McKay still in the backfield. LaShawn Williams in motion. Handoff to McKay. McKay looking. He gets about 3 or 4 yards on the play and is up to the 46-yard line.
Yeah, shoving some people out of the way. He is pretty rough. Looks like he's going to come out, though, and they'll bring in another running back. I think it's good to get several running backs moving for Eustace. It is a little bit, time becomes a constraint here down by 19.
Well, you got your outside guy, Javon Gary, in there, who also is a receiving threat. You have one receiver to the right, two to the left. Here comes LaShawn Williams across, and a little screen thrown to Tyree Patterson, and he should have caught that, Tim.
Yeah, I think the problem is that he hasn't been incubated in this game yet. Think about it. He needs to be warmed up. Right, he hasn't had a chance to do that because he's been double covered down the field. He hasn't been able to get his hand on the ball. When the ball was thrown toward him and Williams at the same time, they were in the wrong place. It gets intercepted, and so he's just not. It's still the first quarter for him, if you think of it, where he's ready, revved up in the game.
All right, we got second down, 10 to go. Ball sitting on the 46-yard line. Rodriguez looking, throws to Patterson. He's coming across the middle. He's at the 50 to 45. He may go all the way. And nobody is going to catch up with Tyree Patterson on a 54-yard touchdown pass from Rodriguez.
Yeah, and that makes that no one remembers that drop just a second ago on the exact same play. They went back to the exact same screen. He gets a chance with the ball hitting him in the exact right place. He pulls it in, and he just shows us why he's being watched by those college scouts committed to the University of Florida. You're going to see this kid playing on Saturdays. And I guess on Thursdays.
For the kick here, White, the ball is down. The kick is up. Ooh. It's no good. And that is not good.
Blocked at the line. That was it was a decent kick. It just got a hand on it.
And something being said over here.
Not sure.
So we have 3:59. It's a penalty against Harmony is what it is. So they'll take that.
Yeah.
And they want to try the kick again. I think they have the option on that or the kickoff. But when you miss the kick,
well, the kick was blocked though.
Yeah.
That's probably why. Potentially for maybe elevation or one of those things. One of those things where that might have given you a better chance of getting a hand on the ball.
And out there to try to do the kick from the 9-yard line. The kick is up and it is good. So the score 26-14 with 3:59 left to go in the third quarter. You're listening to Eustace Panther Football presented by Crazy Gators. Sam Boswell Buick GMC Mount Dora, your certified Buick GMC dealer serving drivers throughout Lake County. You'll find a solid selection of new Buick GMCs for sale, as well as carefully inspected lineup of pre-owned vehicles. They also have a professional team of Buick GMC technicians on hand. Make your way to Sam Boswell Buick GMC Mount Dora for quality vehicles, a friendly team, and professional service at every step of the way. Proud supporter of Eustis Panther football. And we're back here at the Panther Den.
Yep.
And we got a game now.
We do. The Harmony Longhorns, I mean, this is great. Out of halftime, Eustis sort of gives up that interception and that touchdown, but they come right back. So I think Eustis has to be feeling a little better about their position now, only down by 12.
White approaches the ball, kicks a line drive, and it is missed. And goes back to the 10-yard line. The Panthers are going to bring down the receiver at the 24-yard line, it looks like.
That was Tyler Emmons again. They had both of their big runners back. You know, Tyler Emmons has been burning them up the middle, 34. They also had number 9, who's their other guy, Cooper Richards, who's been returning kicks. And he just kind of forgot the ball. He sort of caught it and then let it go and then realized he needed to pick it up and keep going. But a great job by Eustis to bring him down and not let the play get completely blown up by that misstep.
And they did put the ball on the 25-yard line, said he got to it, and it is first down with the quarterback underneath center. He has a man, goes in motion. He pitches to that man, and he's got a little bit of running room, and Panthers better hurry up and get on their horse, and they finally bring him down at the 46.
Oh, that's just over-eagerness by the Eustis player who could have had him in the backfield. He overran the player. That was a pitch from the quarterback, of course, and the player was able to get the field because the Eustis player sort of over-pursued it. Zealous, I like that. I like how hard he was running to the ball. He just ran through the runner, and unfortunately he was able to get it for a first down.
Well, they're doing slightly better than they did last week in cutting it back through the middle and not letting him get outside. The ball on the 46, first down for Harmony. Two men in the backfield, quarterback under center. Hands off to the big guy up the middle, and he is stopped after about a one-yard gain.
Yeah, that's that most popular play they had for a while that they went back to. I think it's smart to do that. You just got a first down on the outside. Let's go back up to the middle and see if you can't get some yards on it. Eustis is certainly saying we're taking that away if we can, and we want to make sure you get us from the outside.
Jalen McKay making the stop on that play. Got some help, but he was the main guy to bring him down. LaShawn Williams still in the ball game defensively.
He's got some speed. We just like that, but he's outsized by the receiver over there.
And a spin around and a fumble.
All right.
Eustis has the ball. Nick Chandler comes up with it. I didn't see who hit him first, but Chandler came up with the football.
They stripped it. Now, that is one of those, I don't know if you ever heard this phrase. If not, I'm going to coin it. You live by the misdirection, you die by the misdirection. That was that play that they hit the touchdown earlier in the game. They spun around, tried to hand it to one person, and handed it off to 34, and he just got stripped of the ball. And now Eustis is back in the game, buddy.
Too fancy on that, and we have 2:34 left to go in the third quarter. We got a score. Tavares is down 30-0 to Springstead in the third quarter. 8-0 still for the Leesburg Yellow Jackets over South Lake. Handoff straight up the middle, going to pick up about 3 yards on the play, and that is Javon Gary.
Listen, I am not mad about Javon Gary running up the middle and getting 3 or 4 yards because that's what they've been doing to us. We're going to give it back to them. You got 2 minutes left in this third quarter, and it looks like you can make it a ball game, a one-score game with a score on this this drive.
Twin receivers left and right. Going to change the play. Rodriguez and Gary look over. The receivers on the far side trying to find out what the play was. Three down linemen for Harmony. There's going to be a pass, and it is picked off, thrown right to the defender. I'm wondering if the receiver turned the wrong direction there, Tim.
That's possible, but, you know, it's LaShawn Williams. You've got to make it to where he's that closely covered. You cannot force the ball into him. Unfortunately, Rodriguez does that. He forces the ball in, and the defender's like, no, I'm ready for that. Because you haven't been able to get the deep stuff going. You know you're going to have to be throwing short. The defenders are ready for it.
Now, LaShawn, I think he thinks he has something to prove now. I think he turned the wrong way, the way he acted.
Well, you know, you're going to turn one way, and he didn't need to have been in the same spot actually that the defender would have been. And yeah. I'm not sure it was a good play for him to choose that place to throw the ball to.
There's a quarterback keeps the ball, and he is going to be brought down by Jalen McKay and number 20, which is Landon Van Zandt.
Yeah, that's the sort of anger by the defense there of saying, man, we're back on the field and we got to do this. Let's go ahead and get it. Again, I don't know what they're doing fancy here. Eustace had a turnover opportunity. You got to what's the right word? Got to capitalize
on it. That's right.
I know. My tropes were there somewhere. I got a loss there.
4 yard loss, second and 14. Ball inside the 40 yard line now. Handoff to number 34 as he goes around the left side. He makes it across the original line of scrimmage, picks up a couple extra yards, maybe about 3 or 4 on the play.
And he picked up a couple of Eustace defenders first and then carried them for a little while and then got a little extra. It's good, though, they're still keeping him in third and more than five here. So, you know, Eustace is doing the things they need to do on defense. It's going to be holding onto the ball on offense that really, I think, is going to be the biggest difference in this game. And so far, I think, why they're behind.
Third and six now. Two backs in the backfield. Quarterback under center. He throws the ball across the middle. Has tight end wide open at the 37-yard line. He's inside down to the 30.
So the problem on this play is, first of all, that's the drop that was earlier. That same player dropped that pass earlier because it was so amazing that he was wide open. He's wide open again. They have bump and run coverage on the outside. They literally were bumped. They were right up on the outside receivers, but no one's covering the tight end, assuming, I guess, that it's going to be a run up the middle. But the problem is it breaks open a tight end that way.
First down for Harmony, two backs in the backfield, handoff to the big guy up the middle. He breaks through. He's still dancing. He has a first down.
That's Cooper Richards, number 9 for Harmony, and he's the smaller of the two guys, but he's the one that's got a little more shiftiness once he gets the ball, and they're really giving us a 1-2 punch now on the running game.
Ball sitting on 13-yard line. First down for Harmony now as we run down to the end of the third quarter. The score is 26-14. Harmony over Eustace. You're listening to Eustace Panther Football presented by Crazy Gator.
Here are your two big deal cheeseburgers. Enjoy your Sonic.
I love the sauce, don't you? So it's not just ranch. It's got a little zing to it.
Yeah. Like a dilly ranch. Don't dilly-dally with this. Get to Sonic.
Don't dilly-dally, run.
The ultimate burger for pickle lovers is here. The Sonic Big Dill Cheeseburger, topped with crispy pickle fries, crinkle-cut pickles, and creamy dilly ranch. Get yours now for just $4.49. Exclusions apply. See app for details. Limited time only at participating Sonic drive-ins.
Car Doctor Automotive Specialists are super thrilled to be a sponsor of the Eustace Panther Friday Night Football. No matter what year or make, model of car, truck, van, SUV, muscle car, or antique car you may own, the Car Doctor Automotive Specialist can keep it running and safe for you and your family. Put your trust in the Car Doctor Automotive Specialist today. Call for an appointment at 352-357-1101 and let's go Panthers!
Panthers down by 12 as we head into the fourth quarter. And Harmony is driving right now. Have a first down on the 13-yard line of the Eustace Panthers. Panthers really have thrown away a great opportunity at the end of the third quarter. Quarterback has the ball, pitches it outside. Good block on the outside and pushed outside after, by Tyree Patterson at the 7-yard line.
That's a strong 5-6 yards there on that play. Yeah, the Eustace players are a little bit. We're seeing some hands on hips. The defensive line has, you know, been tested. That was an interesting outside pitch. You know, he's kind of testing it out, and hopefully the Eustace team can bow up here. This is going to be a big test for them. Can they actually stop this team and hold them to a field goal attempt again?
Second and 5 to go. Ball almost to the 5-yard line. Hand off to the running back. He has a big hole on the right side. He's going for the marker, and he just barely gets inside for the touchdown.
Yeah, that play took out him and a coach on the sideline, unfortunately. Yeah, that's going to be I don't know if that's the dagger for Eustace, but that's going to be pretty hard where he's got a touchdown there. And are they going to say he didn't make it? He didn't put it in.
He put it in, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be that quick strike back from them. I think it's going to make it difficult. Eustace is really going to have to air the ball out now.
Tuyoy to try the extra point by kicking it. The ball is down, the kick is up, and it is good. So with 11:25 left to go in the game, 33-14, Harmony over Eustis. You're listening to Eustis Panther Football presented by Bill. That's my
that's tomorrow
show.
That's tomorrow, Billy.
Crazy Gators.
Van Ganaway Chevrolet is always a big supporter of youth sports in Lake County. Van Ganaway Chevrolet has the friendliest sales staff and a service department that can't be beat. You can now buy a new Chevy or used car in the comfort of your home by visiting VanGanawayChevrolet.com, or the more traditional way by visiting their location at 2200 East Burley Boulevard, Eustis.
Go Panthers!
And we are back here at the Panther Den. Just started the fourth quarter. It's 33-14. Your Panthers down to the Longhorns of Harmony.
You know, I didn't know that Longhorns were that good of singers to be the Harmony. Okay, I'll leave that one alone.
Ball is kicked, and it goes into the end zone. LaShawn Williams could not get to his line drive. That went right to the corner of the end zone.
Yeah, it looks like LaShawn Williams' foot wrap is coming unraveled. He's looking like a mummy from one of those old horror movies where he's coming unraveled there. Hope he gets that fixed up.
I don't think he even knows it. Oh, now he does.
Somebody go step on that. Yep. Now he's going to try to rip it off the trainer. The guys up here in the booth are making me laugh because he's laughing at my mummy comment. Don't spit out that water now.
Don't encourage him, okay?
Yeah. Don't encourage me. Whew. All right. All right, LaShawn. We'll see.
Ball is sitting on the 20-yard line of the Eustis Panthers. Have our two best receivers out here on the right this time. LaShawn Williams, though, goes into motion. Hand off Jalen McKay up the middle. He's going to pick up 5 easy yards.
Yeah, and I would give you those 5 yards because you only got 11 minutes left and you're down by 19, although there is a penalty on here. Maybe that's going to help the Eustis Panthers, or who knows. It looks like it is a personal foul. Like,
yep, 15 yards.
That adds 15 yards. Well, that's better than those 5 that we just got. That's going to push us forward. We'll see. Ooh,
really good offensive play on that one.
Whatever it takes, Billy. That brings us out to the 41, though. That's quite a penalty there, and we'll see what happens if Eustis can actually put the ball in the air, maybe. I think even if this game is kind of out of hand, you need to get your receivers activated. The runners have had their chance. I think we need to get some receivers moving on the ball.
And we have shotgun formation. LaShawn Williams in motion. Handoff up the middle on the left side.
So Billy, you're down 3 scores. Is this sort of conceding that you're not coming back in the game? They're running the ball up the middle.
Yeah.
I mean, I get that the quarterback has been out of sync tonight, but I think it would be better to see some opportunities here. They are bringing LaShawn Williams. That's 2 times in a row they've brought him in on in motion to sort of fake the sweep. He's unraveling again, guys. He's kind of, and I don't mean like his actual leg thing is unraveling. LaShawn is.
Javon Gary now in the ball game. The ball's thrown out here and off the hands of the receiver and almost intercepted.
Yeah, that was off the hands of number 80. Number 80 is Thomas Wilson, tight end. It was just too high. The ball was too high, and then it hit the defender in the hands. We see why he's a defensive player. It's okay, though. He wasn't expecting the ball to be there. I like that they put the ball in the air. You just got to bring the ball down a little bit. Even the tight end's not 8 feet tall.
Wilson got up sort of limping a little bit, too, and he's been playing a lot tonight on defense and offense both.
Looks like they're bringing in Vega as a wide receiver, pulling out Wilson, the tight end, who is limping a little bit to get off the field. They're bouncing people around. Maybe they're trying to get a little bit more of a threat in there by bringing these 3 receivers to the right.
One receiver to the left. Rodriguez looking. He gets hit as he throws it a little high. Ouch. For Tyree Patterson.
Yeah, they're calling for the trainer out there because he got hit hard as he was throwing that ball. And the fact that it still got close enough that Patterson was able to climb up and try to catch it, get a hand on it at least, that's a pretty crazy. And he looks like he's at least hurting a little bit, at least stinging from that shot right as he let go of the ball.
That means Ford's going to have to come into the ball game.
Well, it's a fourth down, so you think they're going to go for it? We're punting it. What are we doing here on this particular play? It looks like they're bringing in the quarterback, number four. So it looks like we probably Eustace is going to go for it. I don't think – what's the reason why not to? Really, Billy, at this point, I think it makes sense to go ahead and try to get there. It's probably time to see if you can't get something happening.
Just hope Rodriguez is okay, but he does have to come out for at least one play. We got twins left and right. As you said, fourth down, needed between 6 and 7 yards for first down. Looking. Got a little bit of time. Throws the ball. He's got Tyree Patterson, and he makes the catch at the 22-yard line and goes all the way down to the 20.
Now, that was interesting because they didn't just run him down the field. And other passes that they've thrown up for him, he's been running straight down the field. This way, both he and he was trailed by about 5 yards by Williams, and they were making a cut across the field, and that let him get in front of those defenders, and that's why he was able to thread it between the two defenders that were bracketing him.
Well, let him run under the ball, too. There's a handoff to Gary. Gary is spun down in the backfield.
Yeah, that's I understand why you go to there quickly, thinking that, okay, we're going to catch him, we're going to run the ball, but not the best play. And it kind of breaks some of the momentum. I would have liked to have seen them try to throw the ball there and get this Harmony team on their backs that way as well.
I tell you what, LaShawn Williams has impressed me tonight.
He's got to be hurt. I mean, he's been hit a number of times, and he gets back up and just keeps playing both sides of the ball.
Ford takes the ball, hands off, and is brought down right away. And I think we're going to have a face mask.
Yeah, that has been one of the better plays tonight is the yellow flag. Has helped Eustace a couple of times. That's going to help us there. It's a face mask penalty. And then, you know, with only 9 minutes left in the game, they've really got to get toward that end zone. They're at least driving the right way, even with the penalties going their way.
And it stops the clock.
That's also nice. We like that one, too. Thank you, Billy.
Got to remember, this is not a district ball game.
It's not, so that's good in terms of if we do have a loss, it's not going to hurt us. I think Eustace has an opportunity here, though, to at least get this game close again, make it a 12-point game again if they can do that, and gain back some momentum so that next week they feel like they've really been moving in the right direction if they can close it out with at least some good plays.
Ford takes the ball and hands it off the left side and picks up the first down on the play.
That's interesting. I still am not sure exactly the strategy here of running the ball, but, you know, they're thinking they're going to catch them off guard. Maybe they're worried about interceptions or having they're bringing off Wilson again.
First down, you had the clock stopped and until they get the markers.
Yeah, the markers are ready to go.
Ball sitting on the 10-yard line, so cannot get a first down. They have to score here. Quarterback keeps the ball up the middle, picks up a couple of yards on the play.
I mean, they've kept Ford in there, so it makes it seem like maybe their quarterback, Rodriguez, might not be feeling so good, so I don't know why you have the quarterback run where he might get hurt as well. They are bringing in our big eater, though, so that's going to be hopefully maybe make a difference here to what they're going to do on second and goal.
Jalen McKay in the ballgame, and notice him limping just a little bit. Getting beat up pretty good here tonight.
Yeah, these players are getting bounced around. Let's see if they can put it in the end zone and make it worth the effort tonight.
Hand off to McKay. McKay goes off the left side. He's rambling and is going to be stopped short at about the 2-yard line.
Yeah, when he gets ahead of steam, though, you do not want to be in front of him, do you, Billy?
No.
I wouldn't want to be. He's really moving the ball. They had to have a couple players there to stop him, but he did get all the way down. It looks like, what, the 2-yard line or so? And so on this third down, obviously we know it's going to be 4-down territory here for Eustace. So we'll see what they do with about 7 minutes left on the clock.
Looks like both the running backs in there together right now. Off on the right side, handoff. off to the right and just short of it.
I thought he was stopped in the backfield, and then he spun across. McKay just spun around. That big guy spun like a ballerina almost. A very large ballerina, not a small one, but he still spun around there and got himself.
Are you
going to
call him a ballerina to his face?
Well, I said he spun around like a very large ballerina.
You say that sitting here.
Okay, ballet dancer, either way.
ballet dancer.
It was. Listen, for a big guy, that was graceful.
I was impressed. It was.
Obviously going for it on fourth down, I think you just have to here. I mean, you've got to give your team, say you believe in them and get them. They got three running backs in the backfield with a quarterback.
Timeout called and by Harmony. And the score is 33-14, 6:16 left to go in the ballgame. Harmony over Eustace. You're listening to Eustace Panther football presented by Crazy Gators. Crazy Gators at 402 North Bay Street in Eustace is proud to be a presenting sponsor of Eustace Panther football. Come join us every Wednesday at 6 p.m. with Coach Frank Scott for the Eustace Coaches Show. Crazy Gators has great appetizers, steamers, wings, Build-A-Burger, salads, sandwiches, pizza, flatbread, entrees, and baskets. They have outdoor and indoor dining. Come join us at Crazy Gators. Go Panthers! Definitely want to join us down at Crazy Gators. Tyree Patterson was there this week and got a lot of people gawking as he came in. And the ball up the middle, and we have a touchdown.
Oh, that was nice. They had an unbalanced line, so the quarterback's only, you know, two players from the sideline. And you thought with those three big running backs in the backfield that he was going to hand it off to somebody. Harmony was not ready for that. He just pushed up behind his line on the right-hand side and went into the end zone. And when you're only a yard out, that makes sense, right? Quarterback sneak it. It's fourth down. You might as well. And they are able to score and get us on the feet, on the scoreboard again.
All right. We are on the air. We are the main game right now. A bad snap, and the holder is not able to come up with it. It's the Eustace Panthers 20 and Harmony 33, 6:11 left to go in the game. And we'll be back to set you up with everything in a few minutes, but you're listening to Eustace High School Football presented by Crazy Gators.
When you're hungry, hungry, and your tummy is growling, growling, think of double take, yum, yum, yum. The difference is in the sauce. Mr. Bill is a lifelong Eustace man, all Eustace schools, and longtime supporter and sponsor of multiple sports and the band. Now celebrating 35 years there on North Grove Street in Eustace, 352-483-0222. Double take, yum, yum. Go Panthers!
And we are back here at the Panther Den. And we are down, 33-20?
Yeah, and with 6 minutes left here, it'll be interesting to see if Eustace can mount a stop here. And they've stopped him before, though, Billy, so it's not implausible, only down by two scores.
One thing, Frank Scott was onside kicks, but I'm not sure at this point whether that's a good thing to do. You may want to save that.
Right. Yeah, don't show your hand too early.
Still got plenty of time. There it is. And it is picked up. It just inside the 50-yard line of the Harmony Longhorns.
You look like a psychic, Billy. That's impressive.
I've watched Frank Scott at Maldor and Eustace, so I got a pretty good idea what he's going to do.
One of the things that Frank Scott likes to do is onside kick, and the Harmony coaches listening to the broadcast. No,
oh, yeah.
Okay. Like they're listening in for us to give them insight. I would bet they probably know he likes to onside kick it as well. Just wasn't the best executed onside kick. It went right to one of their players. Probably need to be brought in a little differently. But, hey, the difference, you kick it deeper, kick it shorter, they're still getting the ball.
Hand off up the middle, and Harmony's going to pick up about 5 yards on the play. That has grown that time.
Yeah, they held him up and kept him there. I mean, this is the play for Harmony is let's run. I mean, it's a war of attrition now. Let's run the clock. Let's get some yards. If they get a first down or two, they can put this ball, they can salt this clock away and be ready to leave town with a win.
Eustis needs two scores and at least one extra point to tie and one to win.
Yeah, and right now they're going to settle for a good defensive stop on this Harmony team. And, you know, it's just going to be a matter of watching. This should be run all the way. So you should be ready the entire time for a run unless they take a risk.
And ball is handed off on the right-hand side. That big number 34, he's spinning. He's still on his feet. First down for Harmony. Ball inside the 40-yard line.
Yeah, one of the problems for Eustis there is a defender that comes running up to hit him and can't get his hands on him, just sort of slams sideways into him. And the defender, or the running back, number 34, Eamons just spins around and keeps going, playing bumper cars rather than actually trying to pull the guy down.
5:04 left in the ball game, down by 13 are the Eustis Panthers. We had a 98-yard kickoff return by LaShawn Williams.
And a great 54-yard screen catch and run for a touchdown by Patterson as well. There's been some highlights, just a few negatives as well.
Hand off to the big guy, number 34 again. He rumbles, and he's going to be off of close to a first down. Say his knee hit short, though.
The problem here is that, you know, you're relying on maybe trying to strip the ball or something instead of actually bringing him down. He's getting 4 or 5 yards before anyone really can even get a hand on him or try to start taking him down. Part of that is his offensive line is really pushing up the field. And the Eustis defensive line, I think, is just they've been hit a lot tonight, and it's really hard. They're showing their wear and tear.
So second down now, 8 yards to go for a first down. And they're using all the time they can. We're down to 4:10. And not in any hurry is Harmony up by 13 over the Eustis Panthers.
And to be fair, would you be? This is good football. This is good a good strategy. A
lot of motion by both teams there. I'm not sure which one would get called.
I'll tell you, this is when you see the official say a false start on everyone except for the center. The ball was not snapped. Everybody started moving, and the center just sat there like, oh, I wasn't supposed to go yet. So a rare miscommunication, actually, for Harmony. They've been pretty good in terms of their communication from center to quarterback, and they haven't had too many. Other than on special teams, they've had a few problems with the snap, but they really haven't had a problem at all with the snap on offense.
It's 5 yards for illegal procedure by the Harmony Longhorns.
I will say that it does not stop the clock, so, you know, that's a play that doesn't actually hurt them from a clock standpoint.
So handoff again to the first guy through, and he only gets about 2 or 3 yards on that time.
Well, because he only had 2 or 3 Eustis players hanging on to him. I think that may have been part of it, Billy. Did you see, I'm trying to think of which player it was there. Was it 33 or somebody was hanging on for dear life as he ran through and got some cleanup by a couple of other players to help it. It looks like number 7, though, is going over to talk to his coach, the quarterback, it looks like, to see what the what play they're going to call.
Yeah, they'll take all the time they can. Third down, 3 or 4 on to go on the play?
Yeah, and I can imagine, of course, this is a fourth down as well. They're going even if they don't get a first down, they're going for the fourth down because, you know, if they can put a first down on the board here, this pretty much ices this game for them.
So third down now, up underneath center, handoff to the big guy. He finds room on the right-hand side, picks up a first down, and that should seal the game right there.
Yeah, unless Eustis starts burning those timeouts, but by being down by 3 touchdowns or by 2 touchdowns, I kind of question whether Eustis has a lot of fight left in it. And I think probably they're going to go out with unless Harmony somehow can put the ball in the end zone here, they're probably going out with a 2-touchdown loss unless something crazy happens. But Eustis is not even trying these timeouts, and this would be the time to call them.
Well, and it was a 2-touchdown loss last week, 13-0.
Well, the benefit here is that at least the offense has shown some promise. There are 2 offensive touchdowns on the board, 1 special teams touchdown. The defense has been in some pretty rough situations, but we'll see how that plays out for them in the coming weeks.
Hand off across the middle, stopped there by a number of Panther players.
It does look like the quarterback for, is it the quarterback or the running? That's the running back number 9 for Harmony is down, so we'll get a timeout on the field while they attend to him.
All right. Well, the score is 33-20. You're listening to Eustis Panther Football presented by Crazy Gators.
Go Eustis! My dad, Gary Ashcraft, is running for Eustis City Commission. He will support the Eustis of today and tomorrow. As a home and business owner and with a daughter, Mia, a student at Eustis High School, he's invested in our community. That's why he is running for Eustis City Commission Seat 1. He feels it's a civic duty to serve and be his honor to be your commissioner. He is always and will continue to focus on improving public safety and city infrastructure. He will work to maintain our city's charm as it experiences inevitable growth. This election season, vote for Advocacy Action Ashcraft, paid for by Gary Ashcraft for Eustis City Commission.
Jason Short Realtor at Exit Realty is where you need to go if you're looking to buy or sell a house. Jason Short will give you that down-home service you expect from your local realtor. If you need help finding financing, Exit Realty can help you with that. So when looking for your next home, call Jason Short at 352-263-3351. That's Jason Short Exit Realty, 352-263-3351. Jason Short Exit Realty is a proud supporter of all Eustis Panther athletics. Sam Boswell Buick GMC Mount Dora, your certified Buick GMC dealer serving drivers throughout Lake County. You'll find a solid selection of new Buick GMCs for sale, as well as carefully inspected lineup of pre-owned vehicles. They also have a professional team of Buick GMC technicians on hand. Make your way to Sam Boswell Buick GMC Mount Dora for quality vehicles, a friendly team, and professional service at every step of the way. Proud supporter of Eustis Panther football. The Harmony player got up and was hobbling off the field.
He did the flamingo impersonation. Yeah.
Second and 10, handoff up the middle, and it's going to be awfully close to a first down. I want to report in the third quarter, it's still 30-0, Springstead over Tavares.
Where's Springstead? I haven't heard of them before.
Spring Hill.
Oh, Spring Hill. Okay. Yeah. They're in Spring Hill.
Yep. It's close to Weekiwachee Springs.
Ooh.
Lakanto.
This is pretty just content with this game going out. They've had quite a few people sort of banged up, and I think they're ready to regroup with less than a minute on the clock and a third down here for Harmony.
Third and three now. Hand off up the middle, pick up the first down. Oh, don't let him in the end zone. There he is, end zone.
No,
they said he missed it. And that will bring a timeout to move the chains.
Now we'll see what kind of sportsmanship we get from the other team. And we have Sean Williams is down again.
And he has been hurt.
He has been hurt quite a bit. It's unfortunate, but he has been playing both sides of the ball. He's been playing defense and offense. And clearly, he is giving his all on the field. Unfortunately, it hasn't gone his way today. He's trying to figure out what he's doing over there. But
don't think he went down and stopped the clock, that's for sure.
No, I don't think they want the clock stopped. Absolutely not. He is a little woozy on his feet there.
And I'd like to remind everybody, Eustis Panthers take on Lake Mineola next Thursday night. So it'll be Thursday night, and that will be the game. You just go to WQBQ1410.com, and it'll automatically come on. Also next week on Friday, Tavares will be at Lakanto at 7 p.m., and that will be the game that's directly on WQBQ1410.com. And then if you want to listen to Leesburg, they're playing Wildwood, you'll have to click on the Leesburg icon. So make sure you listen next week. And also the coaches show Tuesday night from Ruby Street Grill for Tavares at 6 to 7. The Eustis coaches show at Crazy Gators. That's 6 to 6:30 on Wednesday. And from 6:30 to 7 o'clock, it will be at Sonic in Leesburg, the Leesburg Coaches Show presented by Phillips Auto Group. And Harmony, and a great show of sportsmanship, goes to a knee, and that is the ball game as the clock runs out down to 10 seconds now. So we're going to the final score here is 33-20, Harmony over Eustis. and in a non-district game, thank goodness. And there were some good things, and we'll come back and talk about that in just a minute. But you're listening to Eustis Panther Football on the presented by Crazy Gators.
The Car Doctor Automotive Specialists are super thrilled to be a sponsor of the Eustis Panther Friday Night Football. No matter what year or make, model of car, truck, van, SUV, muscle car, or antique car you may own, the Car Doctor Automotive Specialist can keep it running and safe for you and your family. Put your trust in the Car Doctor Automotive Specialist today. Call for an appointment at 35.
Vanganaway Chevrolet is always a big supporter of youth sports in Lake County. Vanganaway Chevrolet has the friendliest sales staff and a service department that can't be beat. You can now buy a new Chevy or used car in the comfort of your home by visiting VanganawayChevrolet.com, or the more traditional way by visiting their location at 2200 East Burley Boulevard, Eustis.
Go Panthers!
And we're back here. The Eustis Panthers losing 33-20 to the Harmony Longhorns. And yeah, I do want to remind everybody that Joe Q is back running the board right now, and will be running it on Thursday for us. But Dennis will be running it on Friday. So Joe's going to get off for a long weekend.
Yeah.
So we appreciate Coach Smith doing that. But we need to be thinking about offensive and defensive players in this game. I know Thomas Wilson has to figure in there somewhere, either offense or defense. I don't know which. Either blocking or a defensive end. But I'm not trying to sway you.
I don't have a defensive one. You're going to have to try to go there.
Okay.
I'm going to say offense. I mean, look, who was last week offensive?
We didn't have one last week with it being a class.
Got it. I mean, you know, they fed the running backs quite a bit. Well, LeSean was out there. LeSean, if it was a special teams, I'd be handed to him right now because he had that 98-yard return. He didn't get the point is I like – Patterson for a game that where he had a touchdown and a nice long play, but he really didn't get to play in the game as much as he would have. I'm going to go, I don't know. Where you want to go? I'm going to give it all up to you.
You're going to give it to – okay.
I think you got to either do that or – on defense, you definitely have to go – the linebackers have got to – I mean, they were working all night long. Okay. I don't know defensively if we have anybody else.
Why don't I wait till Wednesday to announce it on the coach's show after I see the statistics?
Let's look at the stats because I think we are going to be on that kind of a game. It was spread around, especially the running game was spread around from a few other people. Yeah, I agree.
All right. Well, it was not the kind of game we wanted for the first ball game. We've lost two games in a row, counting the classic, by 13 points.
Yeah, but there was offensive production this time, which I think is a little bit different, and special teams got moving when he could get his hand on the ball. So, I mean, I feel good about that. I think the offense took a while to get moving tonight. That really is one of the – to me, that's the actual story of the game, because you really only lose by two scores – and they got the breaks that they needed with turnovers by Harmony, but they weren't able to capitalize. And that's because the offense really didn't get rolling until the third quarter, and then it was kind of too late to tie those things together, and then they got a turnover and got sort of out of sorts again. I think you see a game where Eustis can actually get the offense going early, get moving, you're going to see a better result because they don't have to be playing from behind for so long.
Well, Tim, it has been great working with you again. Looking forward to a long season here and hopefully it seems like a short season because we have a lot of wins before the season's over with.
Yeah, let's hope so.
And we didn't even get into the rural and suburban and metro divisions nowadays, but maybe we'll talk about that next week when we're on Thursday night with Lake Mineola.
That'd be great.
And we'll be down there and enjoy the fireworks after the game next week from Disney. That's always a highlight when you go down to Lake Mineola.
Absolutely. Well, hopefully we'll start the first fireworks and then they can finish them for us.
Well, and hopefully we don't have the God's fireworks
Right?
Like we did tonight. Great job done here by the announcers. We got new announcers this year because Harry Tomlinson is not here. And what a great job they do here. And
they did a very nice job. Listen, nice, the good voice, and they really got the people involved in it. And we'll see how well that goes as we have other future home games. You know, we have five of them this year. So the first one down, four more to go. And I'm looking forward to going to Lake Mineola next Thursday.
Yep. And don't forget, 2 weeks from today, we'll be doing video streaming.
Exciting. Well, I'll have to get my makeup person in.
Yeah, I think is that the Tavares game?
That is the Tavares game. Ooh, talk about it's going to be so much fun.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. All right.
You can put the video on and then choose whether you want to hear the Tavares announcers or the Eustis announcers.
Okay, and the final score here, 33-20. I've got to get out of here. I was extremely upset with the guy doing the clock tonight.
Yeah, well, it happens, doesn't it?
Yeah, he needs to get a life. All right. You've been listening to Eustis High School Football presented by Crazy Gators. For Tim Totten, I'm Billy Matthews saying so long, and we'll talk to you tomorrow on the Lake County Sports Show at 10 o'clock at WQBQ1410.com.